Yesterday we went up to All Grace. My wife had her 50th class reunion, so they was up at a golf club up there in All Grace and had a fantastic time. She graduated from a very small school. It was K through 12 in one building. There was about 400 kids totally in K through 12. Her graduating class was 28 kids. So that was about it. We had a really good time with the spouses and that. We had probably 40 people, 50 people there last night. So it was a lot of fun and formal. Outside they had a nice dinner and barring that out there to get whatever you wanted to drink and that. And we stayed until dark visiting with everybody. It's like a family reunion when you only have, you know, 28 kids, basically. You knew everybody at that point and everybody's family and everybody that was going around in town and that. So it was a lot of fun. We've gone, they did a 5th year and a 10 year and a 20 year and that, and I'm not sure if they did a 25, but yeah, we had a good time last night at that as well. So today was just working on things. I'll cover that in the 73 round. So back to you, Dave, KC8YVF.
Oh, busy weekend, Brent. You probably mentioned it, but I missed. Is that like a rock and roll band, over?
No, sir. He's a country guy out of Nashville now. He moved to Nashville, Tennessee about 7 years ago and plays country songs, some cover tunes and a lot of his own songs. He's a singer-songwriter, and he sold one of his songs so far. It hasn't been recorded yet, but he did sell one of his songs that he wrote. So that's what we did, KC8YVF.
Okay, up next, KE8PCQ Dave with Many to Follow. Good evening, Dave.
1080RO in the group. Good evening. Well, today we had a beautiful smoked turkey breast out on the Traeger and came in, had dinner about 5 o'clock. Went back out. It's 68 degrees here. I had to put a jacket on. Now, that's kind of next to ridiculous after yesterday not being able to take enough off to keep cool. So that's just Michigan, I guess. Thanks for the Route 66 event. I did a little bit of that last year and thoroughly enjoyed it. When I was in, actually got out of college, I took a couple months and went the whole route of Route 66 and kind of stayed in some little old campgrounds and had a great time. And it was always something I was interested in doing. With that said, we're going to go back to Net Control, KE8PCQ, back to Net.
Okay, Dave. Well, you always come up with the best Sunday dinners. And I do remember you talking about doing the Route 66 thing back in the day. And someday when we're together having coffee, you can tell me more about that. Minnie, you are up next, and before I get to Mike, I'll probably do a standby, but go ahead, Minnie, KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. Good to hear everybody in here. Not doing too much. Have got my windows open. It's 70 degrees out here, so I had my windows open all day. It seems good to be able to have them open, nice and cool. And I did walk around the yard there a little bit. Have to be careful. I used my cane, which is a crowbar that I use for a cane. But other than that, I've been doing pretty good. This is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Okay, Manny. Well, the nice thing about having a crowbar, you need a little bit for self-defense. You've got a pretty good self-defense weapon there. Okay, we'll be back to you in a little bit. Before I get the mic, this is NADRL. We're in the middle of our Sunday night in Michigan Net. Is there anyone who'd like to join us?